Hello, this is Barry Epling.
Hi, Barry. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm good. Is this still a good time for you?
Sure.
Okay. So we're looking to come to a decision here on, it looks like it's for the program for unsecured working capital.
Okay.
I think you're looking for equipment as well, but this is for the working capital program.
That is actually purchased a piece of equipment, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay. Perfect. And so I just had a few questions here. How much was the equipment going to cost, or how much were you looking for in terms of a loan amount?
The equipment's about $400,000. It's going to be, you know, possibly another $100,000 at most to install it.
Okay.
It'll be between $450,000 to $500,000 installed.
Okay. And is this a piece of equipment you currently have that you're adding on, or just new? Okay. Okay. And by getting this equipment, what kind of return would you be looking at?
Well, it's an integral piece of equipment. The equipment's going to the largest canal processing plant in the United States. It's being put up and installed now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not operating at this point. And it has to have this piece of equipment, this air handler, before it can be operating. So there will be no income until it does get installed.
Okay.
So it's the final piece of equipment that's needed.
Okay. But once this gets installed, what kind of, you know, revenues or return do you think this would have for the business?
Depending upon which model we do, it's going to be somewhere between some people say as little as $10 million a month. Some people say it's going to be $32 million a month.
Okay. And is this because you're going to be the only company in the U.S. that's able to, I guess, manufacture in this way with this type of equipment?
There's a plant called Knaf. And Knaf is a plant that is in a hibiscus. It grows to be about 9 or 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And that plant, when processed, can be used to make a lot of different things. It can be used to make fiber for cloth. It can be used to make a fiber that is used to absorb oil spills. It can also be used as lost circulation material, which is used in drilling of oil wells. And it can also be used for plastic. It has many different uses. In addition to that, with a minor modification, the plant can also process hemp the same way, and then it can make the same materials out of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And hemp is something that we believe is going to be really taking off in the next few years in the United States. It's becoming legal in more and more countries. Hemp is not marijuana.
Yeah.
Marijuana contains THC. Hemp does not contain THC.
Interesting.
It's the same plant. You know, but when they grow marijuana, they're looking for a short plant with a lot of buds with all this oil on it. We're looking for a 10 to 12 foot tall plant that is 4 inches in diameter. We're looking for a much different plant, because what we do is that you cannot get high on smoking it. But you can make fabric out of it. You can make paper out of it. You can make lost circulation material for drilling wells. Every oil well that is drilled in the United States and in the world uses that product. And the tests we've done show that both Knaf and hemp are the two most effective lost circulation materials, and they're all natural.
An
all-natural product into the ground. So
we've
gotten a lot of people that really are interested in it. And as I said, there's nothing of this size in the United States at this point.
Okay. And for this piece of equipment, what is the time frame for getting it?
It'll be about 10 weeks from the time we place the order to the time that the equipment will be done. And it'll take us about 3 weeks to do the installation. And then when that's done, the plant will be up and running. It's the last piece of equipment to make the plant up and running.
Okay. And what kind of deposit do you have to give them? Do you pay it all up front, or is there just a deposit? Place the order?
I think they look for something like 50% down. And they look for payments as they're moving on with it. We have to pay for it completely by the time it's done.
Okay. Now, if you don't get the financing, what is your plan for, I guess, paying for this equipment?
What we'll do is we'll go out and we will sell company stock. The company is a public company.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will sell stock for it, and we'll sell stock at a discount, and we'll get the price that way to do it.
Okay. And if we're able to get you funding for this, are you looking to get it this week, next week, as soon as possible?
As soon as possible. We want to place the order right away. It's the last piece of equipment. We had one other smaller air handler, and we just finished doing the installation of it. We just finished taking delivery of it. We're about 3 weeks away from completing the installation of it.
Okay.
But it was a smaller air handler. It's not nearly as big as this one.
Okay. And where is this vendor located?
It's in Spring Hope, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. And is that where your plant is, or are you in Las Vegas?
The plant is in Spring Hope. The office of the company is in Las Vegas.
Okay. Got it.
But the plant is in Spring Hope. And the reason, quite frankly, is that hemp and canast grow best in that climate.
Oh, okay.
So we wanted it in the place where they already grow it.
Okay. Perfect. So what we're thinking, and, you know, this would be to start the relationship. There are some factors that we had to look at when kind of reviewing everything, one being the credit of the primary guarantor was kind of on the low end.
Well, hemp doesn't really have much credit. I mean, what hemp has done historically is that hemp has either borrowed using stock as collateral or sold stock to do things. So as a result, the company just doesn't borrow money.
Right. So this would be a business loan. It goes from a business credit, but we do review the main owner as the guarantor, which is Bruce Perlewin. And so we have to review the credit of that primary borrower, which came in pretty low for kind of our standards. And so we do want to still, you know, make an offer and, you know, kind of look past that and build a relationship with you. So we did have to review that, though. Just want to let you know.
The company would be happy to put stock up if the bank would accept that as collateral.
We don't really,
it's very liquid.
We wouldn't really use that, but let me just tell you what we're thinking. We're thinking, and I don't know if this is going to help you or not, we're thinking of an initial loan amount of about $90,000,
mm-hmm.
and this would be a short-term loan, again, because of some things that we've seen on the background. And that's why we have to limit this a little bit. So the $90,000 would be good for a six-month term, and then in 3 months you could take additional funding. So say you take the $90,000, you put that down as your part of your deposit, and then in 3 months you can take more funding, and as long as the payments are being made back on time, then we can extend the loan out longer and maybe look at increasing the loan amount for additional funding for you. Is that something that would work?
Yeah, okay. You know, let me talk to them about it. That's a pretty reasonable offer, I would think.
Okay.
Give them the opportunity to build up their credit and to improve that.
It would. It would build a business credit and, you know, hopefully help Bruce build his credit as well. And, you know, we offer a lot of different programs. We do the equipment financing. So if he gets his credit up a little bit, you know, it could be in maybe even 6 months or so, we could do something a little bit more traditional. But just right now, to start the relationship, you know, this is what we're kind of comfortable with.
Okay.
And so...
can you send over the documentation for that?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll just email you kind of what it looks like in terms of the payback. So it would be $90,000 initial loan, about 6 month term, well, it's a little over 6 months, about 6.5 months. It's actually paid back, because it's so short term. It would be paid back daily, Monday through Friday. So instead of having one monthly payment, just broken down into micropayments. So you'd have an automatic payment that would just come out Monday through Friday, not on weekends or holidays. It's roughly about $1,000 a day. And this would be for the $90,000 term. So what I will do is either myself or Pete will email this over to you.
Okay.
And then if it looks good, it's something that we can get documents to you, later today or in the morning, and look to get this funded within the next few days. And just we would just deposit the funds directly into your business bank account.
Okay.
Okay.
Please send me the term sheet, and we'll go over it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.